Somebody who deposits fruit by his friend to watch, if his friend mixed those pears with his own pears, and now he wants to give back to his friend from his own pears, he doesn't have to give back the full amount that was deposited by him. Instead, he can subtract the amount that pears normally diminish every year. Pears normally diminish a certain amount because of the mice that eat from them. Wheat and rice normally diminish every year 9.5 kabin to a kor. A kab is 1/180th of a kor, so he can subtract this amount when he gives back the pears. For barley and millet, you can subtract 9 kabin for every kor, as they diminish twice the rate of chitim and oiret. Lakuzmin ulazera pishdan shalish son lakor. For spelt and flaxseed, you can subtract 3 son for a kor. This is 10%. That is the amount that kuzmin and zera pishdan diminish every year. It all depends on the amount that was deposited by you, as you can subtract this amount for every single kor that you had, and it also depends on how long you had it, as this is the amount you subtract for every year. So if you had it for 2 years, you could subtract twice this amount, as this is the amount you could assume that your friend's pears would have diminished. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, what do the mice care how much you had by you? They eat the same amount whether you had a lot of corn or whether you had just a few corn. You can only subtract this amount for the very first kor, as the mice do not eat any more just because you had more than one kor. While the Tana Kama, the first Tana, would hold that the more corn you had, the more mice would come to eat from it, so therefore you could subtract this amount from every kor. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Emahaisa Mida Maruba, Eno Moiti Lo Chesronos, Mimnei Shemosirus. Rabbi Yehuda said, if you had deposited by you a very great amount, more than 10 korin, then you could not subtract this amount when you give back the peros because they swell up. He is talking about where it was deposited by you in the summer and you are giving them back in the winter. And in the winter, grain tends to swell up. So therefore, the amount they swell up will make up for the amount that they diminish. As Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that you only take off the chesronos for the first kor. And he holds that if you had 10 korin and you are giving it back in the winter when they swell up, the amount that 10 korin will swell up will make up for the amount that one kor diminishes. Maseches Bamaseya Paragimo Mishnechet. Yoichi lo shtus leyayin. If somebody is mocked by you wine, he gives you wine to watch, and you mistakenly mix up his wine with your own wine, when you come to give him back wine from your own wine, you give him the full amount that he was mocked by you. You could subtract a certain amount. The Mishnah is telling us you can subtract a sixth, as a certain amount of the wine gets absorbed in the kli, and a certain amount of the wine is sediment, so therefore you only have to give him back 5/6 of what he was mocked by you. Rabbi Yehuda says you can subtract a fifth. You only have to give him back 4/5. If somebody is mocked by you shemen oil, and you mix it up with your own oil, when you come to give him back from your own oil, you can subtract 3 lugin per 100 lugin, 3%, a log and a half. You can subtract because that was sediment, and a log and a half is bela, is the amount that gets absorbed in the kli. And the reason why by shemen you subtract only 3% as opposed to yayin that you subtract the 6 is that shemen does not get absorbed as much into the kli as yayin does. Im ha shemen mezukok eino moiti lo shmarim. If your friend was mocked by you clear oil, then you cannot subtract the log umechta of sediment, as he gave you clear oil without sediment. Imhayu kankanim yishanim eino moti lo bela. If your friend was mocked by you oil in old kalim, then you cannot subtract the local mechza of Bela of the amount that gets absorbed in the Kli. Since they are all Kalim, they've already been absorbed and they will not absorb anymore, so you could only subtract the local mechza of Shmart. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af HaMeicher Shem Mezukach L'Chaveiro Kol Yemos HaShana HaRezem Mekabo Olav Logu Mechza Shmarim L'Meah. Rabbi Huda said, just like we see in this Mishnah, that if somebody is masked by you Shemen, when you pay it back for your own Shemen, you can subtract a certain amount for sediment. So too, when somebody makes a deal with his friend to supply him Shemen throughout the year and they make up a certain price, you can subtract a certain amount for sediment, a log per mea, meaning that he takes the shemen from you little by little throughout the year, and every time he takes shemen, he takes the clear part of the shemen, he doesn't take sediment, so therefore, since he is not taking sediment, he cannot take the full amount, he must subtract a log umechsa. The reason being, as if you would have given him the shemen all at one time, he would have taken partly sediment. So in this case, where every time he is taking shemen mezukah, the clear part of the shemen, he is not taking sediment, he can't take the full amount, he must subtract a log umechsa per male.